Just 2 weeks before the Christmas holiday, passersby could witness protests outside the Super America convenience store along Division Street in St. Cloud. A group of community members were protesting fair treatment of workers by chanting into megaphones and holding signs reading SA Workers Justice. Steve Fillion is the co-chair for the Greater Minnesota Workers Center in St. Cloud. He explains more about how the disputes got started.
Workers in Super America in St. Cloud with the Greater Minnesota Workers Center and also workers in the Twin Cities with an organization called Minnesota Working America have been conducting surveys of fellow workers on the work conditions and issues that they have in the workplace, focusing on low wage. Health and safety issues, and unfair scheduling practices.
One worker spoke up in protest last month at another public rally and now feels she is not being treated fairly. Fillion talks more about who this worker is, her story, and the work she is doing now.
There's one particular worker who's been very vocal and has kind of been the face of the movement. The worker's name is Makeda Alexander. She's a mother of five. And ever since she gave a speech on November 10th at a public rally at Super America down in the Twin Cities, she's gotten a massive reduction in hours. They also gave her an overnight shift over Thanksgiving, forcing her to work by herself overnight. And this is a concern that faces not just Super America, but also other convenience store workers around the country.
Makeda Alexander is still part of this campaign and attended the protest at the St. Cloud SA, where she is still an employee. Fillion shares more about the favored outcome of the protest and who else will be there.
There'll be students, there'll be faith leaders, there'll be workers, and anybody out there who are, as it were, allies of low-income workers and their struggles. We'll be sending a delegation into the store to talk with the manager about her situation. That'll be myself, Makeda, Alicia Williams-Washington, who is an organizer for the Greater Minnesota Workers Center. We want to restore the range of hours that she was accustomed to getting, which was 15 to 20 hours a week. And we want her to not be assigned to overnight shifts by herself. And we want to be sure that she's able to get the break times that by law she's allowed to have, and that she not be subjected to retaliation.
The protest began at 1 p.m. Wednesday at Super America, located at 2200 West Division Street. KVSC did reach out to the gas station for the other side of the story, but the manager was unable to comment. She directed KVSC to corporate spokesman Gary Hansen. Calls to Hansen were not immediately returned.
There you go. Thank you.
Reporting for KVSC News, I'm Karina Borash.